What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. It's your boy, Jared King. Go ahead and follow me at @_TheKing and follow my brother, Brian, at KingHead57 on Twitter. New episode of King's Landing. We are in the thick of training camp, preseason starting in a couple days. We got a Hall of Fame game in. We got the new kickoffs. You know, we're going to jump into it, but before that, go ahead and shout out to my good people at the Barberchair Network. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Barberchair Net. Subscribe to the Barberchair Network Patreon at patreon.com/Barberchair Network and visit the bcnet.com for more. We are in it. It's August, the dog days of summer, but we got training camp in the air. You smell that? Smell like football, baby.
Yes, sir. You know it. Ready to rock. Kids, even the kids playing football right now, boy.
Everybody.
We ready. Everybody. If you ain't ready to play no ball right now, I'm sorry for you.
If you're scared, holler Red Rock.
Hey, better be. There's going to be some folks hollering, too. They're going to be basketball players.
But yeah, we're gonna jump into it, man. Hey, I'm gonna let you out of the floor, man. Tell me how practice was. Shoot, I'm in Seattle, baby. I can't get the in-person experience.
Yeah, man, it was a good time. It was nice to see the execution on the Falcons sideline, and it's nothing but Falcons out there, but it's nice to see the Falcons executing like they need to be and like we expected them, like we hoped they should. Not too many ridiculous mistakes out there, which was nice to see. Kirk Cousins is as advertised, worth the check. Michael Penix is as advertised. He had a couple of incompletions. I'm not going to put all of them on him because, you know, quarterback and receivers take two to tango. So he still looked good. It just looks different. You know, it's the lefty versus the righty. You know, you're always used to seeing that conventional right-handed quarterback. And so when that lefty gets in, and you know, from Kirk Cousins, looks a little bit different, but still operating, still flowing. The run game looks like it needs to look at this point. At that point, I mean, it's practice. You're not about to be running out, you know, Bijan through the holes like, you know, he's going to be doing in the game. This is, you know, an exhibition practice. This isn't even practice. So, look good. Offensive line look, you know, strong. Defensive line looks strong. Linebackers flowing. DBs doing what they can do because we got some quarterbacks, buddy. Ain't like Ritter out there and Marriott, you know. So, you know, they're going to have to bring their A game every day when they come to play. Even Taylor Heineke was looking, you know, good out there, making some good ball, you know, some good throws out there. So, Koo makes some good kicks. No complaints, brother. A solid A across the board, put on for the city, you know, the people that came to see out and came out to see, you know, we weren't disappointed leaving the bend. So it was nice to see. Hate you missed it, especially with all this excitement that we got built up over the past few weeks over this, with this off season. So yes, sir. Man. We ready.
Man, you know, it was one of those ones where I was watching the highlights. And it's like, I ain't realized how many passes were ended up on the ground or overthrown with Ritter and Mario. Like, I knew, but it was like, okay, like, Ritter, he's going to get a little better. Like, give him some time. It was probably like how it looks with Penix, where it's like, yeah, he a rookie. Like, it looks fine, but he a rookie. But it's like, mm-mm. Kirk puts that ball on the money on every route. Like,
yeah, where it needs to be.
It's effortless. Like, you run your route right, I'll get you the ball. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Yep.
Low-key, because we haven't seen Matt since the later years of Matt, it looks like the better half of Matt.
My dog, too bad. He just went 18.
So, you know, I have no gripes on what Kirk Cousins brings to the table. And even Penix. When Penix had to make, you know, a throw that looks like would have ended up in the dirt, he got enough power on it to push it down the field. It was a low ball, but it was a catch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where those would have either been ducks or just dead balls, like you said, in the dirt, these balls are made complete down the field 30, you know, 30 yards down the field on the run, on the rollout.
Yep.
So, you know, we were watching that ball. I know personally I was watching that ball. I don't know what everybody else was thinking, but I was watching that ball and just, I guess we kind of shell shot watching quarterback play in the bends right now. It was like, oh my God, here we go.
That pass Penix throws is so gorgeous, bro. I told you the first time I saw it, I said, bro, I've never seen nobody throw a football like this.
Yeah. And it was complete. So I was happy to see him, you know, throw the deep outs, throw that on, you know, the ball, the passes on the run, even when he took off, you know, for a little scramble. It was like, oh, if he gets in the open field, bro, we might be looking at Mike Vick type runs where he gone for 40. You look up, you blink, you like, oh, okay, that was about a 25-yard run. No, that was 40.
He got wheels, quick ones, and he not looking to run. It's very much, all right, let me buy time and go. If he's buying time, it's like Russell Wilson. You better go deep. Don't start coming back towards me because I'm going to launch this thing.
Exactly.
So yeah. No, it was fun. I mean, it was fun. It was fun watching camp highlights, man. I mean, practice highlights. Like, it was just – I think the energy was different, too. Like, the fans were in there. Like, you know, it's the, like you said, the general excitement. Like, I remember going to the practice, and it was like, all right, like, this Arthur Smith, we just here, we just chatting, like, whatever, whatever. But, like, there's a genuine, like, we going to be good type excitement, which
– definitely.
We ain't had since 2018. Like, yeah, the season wasn't good, but going into the season, we were confident that we were going to be good.
We were kind of confident. Not like this.
I mean, because we were coming off, at least we were coming off the playoffs. It was like, all right, this is probably our last year to get back,
you know, right,
to the season. That's what I'm saying. Like, the season sucked, but it was like, all right, we're, you know, we're going to be all right. This is the first time. It's like 10 wins. I go up to Snoqualmie right now and put some money on the books.
don't blame you.
Real Live Casino put 100 on the Falcons, taking the over on the wins, because I think they're going to look good. And I think that's the perfect segue into what they just did, you know, joint practice with the Dolphins. You know, we got Falcons football on Friday. We have made it. It's preseason, which I don't care. I'll take what I get. But to get this, I'm probably going to get a half of Penix. Kirk not playing. So it's like, I get
you're
to watch
half of Penix.
Yeah.
We're going to watch Penix. And he's probably going to be throwing to Rondale Moore and Casey Washington. And maybe the other Washington. He's Cordero, too good right now.
Cordero Hodge. Carlos Washington going to be running the ball. McClellan going to be running the ball. I'm fine with it. But I get to see Rook. I get to see Braylon Trice. Like, I get to see the future, basically.
The draft. Yep.
So, but – no, them boys got down there to Miami. They got down there yesterday, had practice today. And it was a good showing. The Dolphins, what, won 12 games last year? 11 games, 12 games last year?
Yep.
So to size up with a Dolphins team that second in the AFC East, yeah, they got boat raced in the wild card versus the Chiefs, but they were just the Chiefs, and that was a playoff team last year. They got Super Bowl aspirations. I want to see what the Falcons look like, and they look good. I mean, they matched up. Like, it wasn't like in years past where it's like, bruh.
Facts.
We're hoping we look decent.
Mm-hmm. How old is Tyreek Hill?
How old?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You look.
I think he's pushing 30. He should be knocking on that 30, though.
Yeah. I mean, hey, he's the number one player in the NFL. So it's like, that's what the players top 100 ranked him as. I don't necessarily agree, but Tyreek was the only one who really was getting off.
I was about to say, when you can't keep up with that speed, brother,
Yeah.
That's that fear factor.
Yeah.
Where they put McCaffrey? I didn't even see it.
McCaffrey was 5.
Okay.
Something like that. But it's like, you know, I ain't mad. Like, Tyreek was going to get his. But, you know, they had a decent showing. AJ had a good rep against Tyreek, where if that was a real game, Tua is looking to his second read. Like, he's looking off of Tyreek, where I can accept that.
In a game time situation, is Jesse Bates hanging over AJ Terrell, or are we putting
stuff like that, where it's like I'm not letting Tyreek get in one on ones and, you know, Mike Hughes one on one against Tyreek. I'm not doing that.
Right.
But in practice, whatever. I want to see Mike Hughes panic down the field. I want to see how he's gonna respond to it. It's like, yeah, but
you look good in practice.
He bounced back and got a pick, like, you know. Everybody's panicking over Mike Hughes. I know Mike Hughes is not good, but who I'm going to go get? Like, I like Akello Witherspoon, but he getting cooked by Tyreek. Like, he was getting cooked in the playoffs against the Lions. Like, St. Brown was eating them up. It's just the good corners are gone, and the corners that are available are old. So let Mike Hughes just kind of be out there. He knows the scheme. He's already paid. He's only 27, so he still at least got some young legs on him. Like, I don't want to trade in 27-year-old Mike Hughes for, you know, 30, 31-year-old. There are 4 corners in the league that are 31 years or older.
Don't want
them. That's not
right now. Not right now. Not at camp. Right now. I'll have him play a half a season.
Yeah, if I need help later.
Yeah, pull that D-hop card.
Yeah.
He acting like he hurt right now. He like, bro, I'm not doing this.
Mm-mm. So
no matter right now.
So yeah. So I mean, I like the showing. I mean, even Clark Phillips got a pick, clamped up Anthony Schwartz. Anthony Schwartz runs a 4.43, high 4.2, and he was step for step with him. Got a pick on him. Shoot, the D line was getting some pressure. They was blitzing, which we already talked about. These linebackers gonna be blitzing their ass off.
Hey. I saw a tweet that said the Dolphins offensive line on the left side caught an L today.
Big L.
Big L. They weren't expecting that power.
Mm-hmm.
That power. And I'm sure they were rotating the boys in and out. And I don't think the Dolphins were ready for that, because the league hasn't seen what we're about to bring on that defensive front. Like, I know we keep talking about it. And I know I wish for this, but it's here. And people aren't going to realize it's here until probably midway through the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we're going to be able to get them boys all, you know, off their snap. And they're going to be getting after the ball. They're going to be getting after the quarterback. And they're going to be playing with firepower behind them, and, you know, on the other side of the ball with the offense. So they'll have the nuts, excuse my language, but – to play aggressive. And when you can drop them and play defense like that, well, hey, especially on the D-line, we're getting after it. Them offensive linemen going to be tired. Them big boys, I know this is the NFL, but them big boys still get tired of getting whooped.
It's different catching in pass pro than it is blocking on a running snap. It's like, sure. You having to catch on Yamada, Grady, Root, Zach, you having to catch them over and over, and then you sending these fast ass linebackers behind them.
Mm-hmm.
You running stunts. I got Brandon Dorlus going from the C gap to an A gap stunt.
Yeah,
I'm getting ear hole because Eddie Goldman running a stunt.
I really hope he don't retire on us again.
Hey, he has some run stops today.
That's what I'm saying, man. We need big Eddie Gold up in there, man.
Exactly. It's like, Eddie, you only gonna play 300 to 400 snaps. You ain't gotta play a lot.
If that,
you ain't gotta play a lot of snaps. Just be ready. Like that's I was excited to see what the defense was gonna look like. Like Tua, you know, had his moments. You know, I think he had like a 50-yard touchdown to Tyreek, but I mean, again. Other than Tyreek, they ain't really get off. It was a good matchup. And in the offense, O-line was eating, like we expect.
They're gonna eat all season.
I think stay healthy.
Them boys gonna roll.
Bijan cracked a 20 yarder. I think Tyler even cracked a 20 yarder with the second team behind Storm Norton. Mm-hmm. Falcons got the best swing tackle in the league in terms of name and ability.
So you mighty aggressive on that one.
The best. The best. And then my dog Drake London, I shot low.
On 1,400?
1,500.
You're going 15 and 10.
He was unguardable.
Would you be open to do 12?
15.
15 and 12.
12 touchdowns? Shit, 15 and 15. Why not? you acting like I'm saying 2,000 yards and 20 touchdowns. I ain't getting too crazy, but shit. If Nico Collins gave me 1,308, give me Drake for 15 and 10.
1,408.
Yeah, he gonna be
1,498.
Yeah,
he's
gonna be 15 and 10.
Drake gonna eat this year.
And he focused, bro.
Drake going for that $100 million contract.
Yeah, he said they paying receivers 30 a year.
Mm-hmm. I need that. I need at least 4 years.
4 years, and I can come back again when they paying receivers 40 a year.
I need at least 4.
Yeah, bro. I really think it's gonna be one of them seasons for Drake. Like one of them ones where it's like y'all kept talking about Garrett Wilson, but y'all forgot why I got drafted first.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nice. Been no 6'4", 215 receiver that came out the draft like that in a minute.
In a minute, and they were calling him the next coming of Mike Evans.
Bruh.
Just from a possession standpoint, but you know he's a different monster than Mike Evans. He's a little bit more shifty, in my opinion.
I think he more. I said Davante Adams, but shout out to our former guest Scott Karasik. He said Keyshawn Johnson, and I said, you know what? I can accept that. Keyshawn gave you 800 and 900 yards his first two seasons, just like Drake did. And then Keyshawn went on and dogged people for a few seasons. I just hope Drake is longer than Keyshawn.
So that's just the USC mold. He just keeping it rolling.
6'4", 215. They the same size, same demeanor. He not a diva, but that on field, you not going to want to tackle me. You not going to be able to jam me. And quarterback just got thrown in my vicinity. I'm going to get it. It's my ball. It's not your ball.
Touche. So we got Drake. You got Drake going double digit touchdowns. How many Kyle Pitts going?
He's gonna get like 8-9.
That
ain't no slight. Like I think the problem is like Kyle Pitts was drafted high. He gave you 1,000 yards. Like Travis Kelce messed around, gave you 1,000 yards and gave you 4 touchdowns. I can see something like that for Kyle Pitts, where it's like he gave fringe 1,000 yards. He said what?
I need more than 4.
No, I think he's going to get about 8. Give me 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns. It's got to be more than half a touchdown a game.
I can go with that.
That's 8. Give me 8. That's the minimum. Because in the red zone, you need to be looking to him in the 30 yards and in. Kyle Pitts need to be getting looks. 10 yards and in, he need to be getting looks. So, Zach Robinson not dumb. You seen the plays at the open practice? People was wide open.
Yeah,
he had Kyle Pitts wide open across the middle for easy receptions.
Working all leverage.
Working it. So it's like, I think Kyle Pitts, if he don't give you, he either going to give you 1,000 yards again or he gonna give you double digit touchdowns. Kirk throwing 35, 40 touchdowns.
I can see a TJ Hawkinson esque season for Kyle Pitts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can see that. Exactly. That's top five.
Exactly that. Kirk probably give you, let's say Kirk give you 35 touchdowns. 20 going to Drake and Kyle Pitts.
How many going to Bijan?
4. Because he's going to have rushing touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? If Kirk throwing 35, Bijan ain't going to get – Mooney going to have more receiving touchdowns than Bijan.
Got another question. Will Bijan have more scoring rushing touchdowns than Algier?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, though. That's a good one, though. That's a good one. But, yeah, that's a good one. Because Algier going to be inside the 5.
Algier's going to be a problem this year.
Uh-huh.
Like, people are going to be so focused on Bijan, they're going to forget Algier is like legit bully. And he got a year on Bijan. He got real pro experience. And he been legit since college.
By the time they give Algier that ball, the defense is going to be like, bro, I am not trying to hit him.
And you got these big linemen leaning. We're going to be in that man's drunk.
Run it. Run it. Drunk. It's like, take Bijan out, put Algier in.
Drunk.
It's time to go.
Drunk.
But yeah, but like that's what's so fun. I got a hot take for you. I posted on Twitter. Go ahead, check the timeline. And you can search my tweets. Ray Ray McCloud. He gonna be the Deebo Samuels for this offense. He gonna have over 700 total yards and 5 touchdowns. That's my bar. That's what Deebo gave the Niners in 2022. I ain't saying all pro Deebo, but if you think about it, Ray Ray is fast as hell. Ray Ray got return man experience. Ray Ray already got the slot position locked down. And if you're running jet sweeps, quick jet sweeps, who you running them with? If you're running that bubble motion, I don't think Zach going to put Bijan at receiver too often.
Thank God.
I don't think he's going to do that. I mean, he came out and said, yeah, this is my Christian McCaffrey, basically. They don't be putting Christian McCaffrey at receiver like that. Not too often because they got Deebo. And so it's like Mooney is a true 2. Mooney got like 6 career carries.
No, Mooney is not that. Mooney, mm-mm. Yeah, no. Mooney is a legit receiver. He's Brandon Ayuk-esque.
He's a Z. Like
he's gonna give you routes, catches. We don't need to be putting Mooney on no jet sweep, none of that. No. Let Mooney do what he does, operate in space, and let Zach Robinson draw it up.
Yep. But it's like when you think about it, too, Ray Ray 190. He 5'9", 190. Like, Mooney is 5'11", 170. You're not trying to put
a receiver.
Yeah, but it's like Ray Ray, you put that return man experience to work. I can see it.
Can somebody sell him a first? You know, I'm sick of this 34. Sick of it.
Oh, so that's his family number. You got to give him credit.
What's the family number?
34.
Please explain this.
Everybody in Ray Ray McCloud family is daddy, granddaddy, uncles. They wear 34. So that's why he got the 34. Got to respect it. You ain't got to like it, but you got to respect it. That's a little fun fact for the people.
Man.
At least it ain't 39. Like, come on now. It's a respectable number.
Hey, so right there rocking the Charles Barkley, though.
Hey, baby. And you can at least you can point the goats in that number. It's an old school number.
34.
Mm-hmm.
That receiver. Like, bro, you could have just put the three back on. Like, who got three? Oh, Jesse got three. He can't put three on.
Come on, baby. He got the big.
You take that from Heineken.
He got the big Shaq D's. He got the Hakeem.
Man, come on, man. This is football.
He got Walter Payton.
You out here. You ain't even swagging with no 34, bro. Like,
come on, baby. He got the Walter. He got the Earl Campbell. Come on now. Look, there go the carries, bro. This is where the carries going to come from.
Runs. Yes, those are jet sweep carries, though. We're not talking about eye formation, power eye, leads. Stretch zones. He boy, gonna, we talking about jet sweeps and
he gonna chat on the grave.
Yeah, like come on, man.
he said, "I am."
You
not
hate to see stupid stuff on your own team. Come like on, Kirk man. Was like, "All right, Kyle Pitts got 18. I'm just add one to it. So it look like Peyton Manning. Cool. All right, 18 fit Kirk. 34. Yeah. Come on, bro."
But that's why I think he gonna now you, look. You line him up in the backfield, full house. I can go full house. Ray Ray, Bijan, Algier, Drake, Moon.
I ain't buying it. That sounds like some great value bullshit. Get this. We about to make me curse out here, boy.
Ray Ray, I like the 34. Ray Ray, go get them carries, Ray Ray.
I ain't a fan. I'm a fan of the man, not the number. Hey, get this man some juice, man. Get this man some swag. Give him 11. Somebody just come on. Like something.
Free 11, man. It don't need to be retired anyway. That's a real hot take.
Hey, I saw 11 on at practice. I was like, watch it,
man. But yeah, no, I'm really excited. Like after seeing practice today, hearing the O-line really dominated, like it's like hearing the things that we've been talking about even since last year, because it was like, bruh, like we are right there. Like we got a dumbass at quarterback and we got a dumbass at head coach, but like everything else is so close. Like they got them boys blitzing. Caden blitzing, Nate blitzing. Oh, Captain America blitzing, like they really they got JD on the field getting first team snaps.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. That's what I saw in practice. And JD was in that thing like a real linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so happy how they built this. Bunch of crazy white boys. I'm rocking with it. And them boys are going after it. Like they said, hey, white boys can't play corner, but you know what they can play? LB. LB. Put them right there and let them go. They get after that ball. I like seeing JD.
Yeah.
Thing playing in front of the hometown. That boy's gonna surprise some people too. We got a situation at linebacker, brother.
Four deep. Ain't it Aiden? What you've been saying always, there's no good defense that got bad linebackers.
Doggone right.
It start right there. The D-line going to be beating ass, and you got the linebackers behind them that can flow, that can scrape, and can tackle.
Shoot the gaps.
Yeah.
And they reading, and they making smart plays.
Only one I'm still worried about is Troy.
And that's crazy. They got second round draft capital. Like Troy, it's just because Troy, we didn't see Troy last year.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's it.
He's unknown right now coming off of last year. I think Troy will be okay. And I'm going to leave it at okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can rotate Troy in. Troy is going to make some of them plays where it's be like, yeah, there you go.
And then he gonna make some of the plays like, yeah, there you go.
Sure, come on, bro.
I saw in open practice he blitzed because Kyle Pitts started blocking, and then Kyle Pitts released and got loose, and I was like, Troy, bro, you gotta be a little bit more patient.
Right.
But
yeah, we're gonna see, man. I hope my dog work out.
He wanted the keys to the defense. If Troy turns up,
bro, this is a completely different. Like, you could put Troy at will.
You could put Troy at corner. You put Troy at safety. If Troy turned up, you can put Troy everywhere.
Oh,
if Troy literally develops and turns up this season, he'd be like Fred Warner.
Facts.
Troy's 6'4", fast as hell, can jump like hell. Like, he got that type ceiling.
Yeah.
He's not there yet, but it's like, yeah, like if he turns that corner, because then it's like, mm-hmm, I can put Troy out there. I can let Caden blitz and rush, which I think is largely the plan. I can let Nate Landman just be a run stopper, just go in here and just, Nate, go hit people. I can run six-man fronts because Troy got the range to be out there by himself in the middle anyway. Like, mm-hmm, it just changes the whole complexion of the defense if Troy, like, clicks. If it clicks for him,
it's going to be a problem. Hey, you talking about Ray McCloud. You know, I'm always open for Troy back there. Yeah. Hey, you talk about him wearing 34. Well, you know who wear 44.
The dream never dies.
He got that good snail on, boy. He get back there.
Yeah, boy, Troy. They line Troy back there. I see $5. The moment Troy takes an offensive snap, $5 is in your wallet.
Go Apple Pay it.
But yeah, I mean, bro,
fake punt with Troy.
I can see that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we run one? We didn't run one.
I don't think so.
We were talking about it last season. Perfect
fake punt candidate. That's pretty much that. Right, that is literally our Taysom.
Facts. Just do the things.
Just wake up to it.
He said, "Put the ball in Troy's hand." I hope Troy get a pick six. Let Troy get loose one time.
Right.
Like, we've been rooting for Troy since he got drafted. I know he got some detractors. Yeah. He said, "Why y'all get a linebacker from Montana State? Because he a freak.
Because he's a freak.
I'm willing to roll them dice."
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with Root. Find me. Root ceiling is Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big willing bully to roll them dice.
Big bully.
And they got Zach Harrison up to 280, 290. Bruh.
That's a problem, bro.
The D line.
Zach Harrison 6'6.
With long ass arms, bro.
With long arms. That's a problem. That's Pro Bowl. Because he ain't slow.
You want to comp?
And he was top rated coming out of high school.
You want to comp?
Give it to me.
Carlos Dunlap.
I like it. Oh, he's not as fast though. I wouldn't put that Dunlap. Dunlap had that blaze on the video game. I don't know about in real life.
I give you Carlos Dunlap. It took Dunlap a couple seasons to get it rolling, but once he got rolling.
Yeah.
He got going. What did he run? Let me see. He was 6'6", 278. He ran a 4.68.
Right. Hold. Give me the Zach stats.
Zach was 6'5", 274. Let me hold on.
Hmm.
460. You want to talk to me? Dunlap, bro. That boy got Dunlap. That's Dunlap. Like, that's the thing. If he developed, Taquan Graham is back. He back healthy. He was already He was already back. He was already making plays before he got hurt as a rookie. Mm-hmm. You got Dorless, who was a sweet-footed D lineman. You got Braylon Trice already making plays. Bro, I just like Ebiketie.
How much Dorless weigh?
Like 280.
How much Warren's that weigh?
Hey, baby, you getting aggressive. That's an aggressive cunt.
I mean, a little fat, little thing with sweet feet.
Fat one. Nah, Sapp was 303. He was Parade Jerry.
Oh, yeah. Sapp had that weight. I'm about to say. Sapp had that stomach, too.
But it's like you got so many different, like, body types. Ah, hey, Brandon Dorless, 6'3", 291.
Sweet feet.
He can gain. He can be a little babbling on.
A little cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, look. 6'3", 283. Ran a 4.85. Ooh, boy. But his split was 1.68.
Did they get off?
Mm-hmm. His split was a 1.68. His broad jump was a damn near 10-foot broad jump. Yeah, bro. Like, I could see Dorless being one of them interior Tasmanian devils where it's like he ain't playing on first and second down.
Not at all.
He gonna play on second and long, third and long. Mm-hmm. But he one of the fats where it's like, get off block. Yeah. Get off block.
Like, and he might not rack up stats.
But he gonna cause hat. He's just gonna mess.
Exactly.
He gonna mess the blocks up. It's like, damn. He gonna stunt or he gonna pin. Like, he not just a D lineman trying to just push you back.
Right. And so then like, you got, like you said, you got Zach Harrison. You got Ebiketie with the speed. Like, we didn't even talk about him. You still got Big Rook if he's on the field. And you still got on your mother. And we ain't even touched on Grady.
Ain't even touched him. Bruh. Yeah, bro.
We got that whooping ass front that I've been asking for.
Finally, bro.
You saw Clutch when they talked about his defense. Was that Ryan Clark talking crazy? Mm-hmm. He said, oh, you're gonna see about this defense. Don't worry.
I know what I got in my back pocket. Because it's like
Markham.
You gonna have to double on Yamada. You gotta double Rook because he's too big. You're gonna have to double Eddie Goldman if he make it to the regular season. So it's like now I got two taking up three. Don't let me sugar them A gaps. Mm-hmm. Don't let me sugar them. Cause then You like, all right, well, I got to keep my running back in. I got to keep my tight end in. Somebody got to help. So now you mess around and keep your running back and your tight end in. You got three routes.
Shut down. And you talking about a CB2.
At that point, my CB2 ain't that important.
I don't care.
At that point, Mike, send him to Jesse, bro.
Talking about a CB2. This man got a hot read.
That's all he got.
You mean to tell me Clark Phillips can't stop a hot read, a little curl, a quick out, a slant?
And we get in the third down because I don't know who gonna be able to run on this, especially in the South. Saints got the worst O-line in the league.
Route game.
The Panthers got a bottom five O-line in the league.
And Biddy.
And the Bucks. Bucks O-line is mid. That's 20th ranked O-line. I wouldn't put none of the O-lines in the South above the top third. I mean, the bottom third. So now you're talking about a D-line. You remember we used to get our O-line used to get their ass kicked by the Saints because they were just bigger than us?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it feel like. It's like, oh, we got the big ones now. Like, we got the big fools that are just ready to just get off the bus. And everybody's like, well, your edge is weak. If your center can't block who I got trotting out, if your guards can't help block who I got trotting out, my edges don't matter because your quarterback can't step up.
Thank you. Build it inside out. Boom, 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 boom. First level, yeah. Second level, third level. Then we worried about the outside.
Yeah, bro. I'm.
If you can't stop my three of my five techs, and my one for sure, or my zero if we got one, man, please.
Facts.
You here for a long day, buddy.
That's a long day, because then you can't run. And then, again, all you running is outside. Troy, go get him.
Yeah.
Because you can't get away. Ways.
Like,
I'm ready, bro. Like, and then don't get behind. Don't get down 14-0.
Well, it's over.
Yeah, bro. I think this is the first time the Falcons, quote unquote, won a joint practice in a long time. I'll even say it was even to be conservative, but I'm so used to us doing these joint practices and just being like, all right, we did it. I hope they learn from it. I hope they get better. I hope, you know, this is a good moment for training camp. And it's like, no, if we line up and play the Dolphins today, we could beat the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't say that last year. We were skirting by on some bad teams and praying against the good teams. We let the Saints put 40 on us, bro, to end the season.
Listen, that was an inside job.
It was, man. I appreciate a Saint. F the Saint.
Get them boys out of there.
Yeah, man, after Saints for life. But hey, I appreciate y'all getting Arthur Smith fired.
Get up out of there. Arthur Smith talking about, what was that? Shout out to J-Mo.
Shout out to J-Mo, man.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I'm excited, bro. I think the Falcons, we got another joint practice. We got the game coming up, man. I can't wait to recap the game because – I can't wait to see Big Rook. I can't wait to see Dorless. I can't wait to see Penix. Like, I can't wait to see Bertrand, Trice, like Clark Phillips. Trice.
We ain't been talking about Trice at all, for real.
Mm-mm.
Because it's almost like we already penciling them in to just wreck havoc.
I'm ready, bro.
Yeah, man. See, you want to go wrap this thing up?
Yes, sir.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's been another fabulous episode of King's Landing. Brother man, good hollering at you. Y'all go follow my brother Jerry King at @_TheKing_ on Twitter and X. And follow your boy Brian King at KingHead57 on X and wherever you want to go. Holler. A-Town down.